Harper Audio presents The Bloody Souvenir by Jack Gantos, performed by Bronson Pinchot. My mother was right. I was not my own man. I was a spineless follower, just as she had always said. I was a boy who was easily led astray. I liked hanging around with dangerous kids who were full of insanely feral ideas that ended in disaster, and I felt lucky that we had recently moved next door to the two most dangerous guys in the world, the Pagoda Brothers. Frankie was a skinny, innocent-looking kid who was my age, even though he was covered with about 100 years' worth of bruises. We were in the same sixth-grade class, though I didn't see him much because he mostly only showed up for lunch and to take his afternoon nap in the puke-smelling nurse's office. Gary Pagoda was in eighth grade, but I was never sure of his age. Maybe he was 15 or 18 or even 20. It was impossible to tell. He had a lot of scar tissue on his face. When I looked at his mouth full of chipped teeth, I thought he might even be 25. But when you considered how he behaved, he might just have been a supersized 6-year-old psychopath. One thing I did know is that he had already been to prison. The other thing I knew was that I was vastly jealous that I hadn't been to prison, too, because that is where he got most of his manly facial wounds and body tattoos, which my mother said were too rude for the naked eye. Well, you can imagine that my mom did not want me to play with those kind of boys. In fact, she forbid me to play with them, especially after Gary had poured a bucket of boat fuel on top of their swimming pool and set it on fire.